Hey guys, this is Shivangi Shivastav and welcome to the Shivangi Shivastav show. So today, right now, we are having a new guest with us who is a business mentor and a social media coach, none other than Kriti, who has actually dropped her full-time journey of a full-time job of a software engineer and had started her own business and have been succeeding and being doing excellent job in that. So I would like to request you, Kriti, to introduce yourself and welcome to the Shivangi Shivastav show.
Thank you for having me. It is such of my pleasure, you know, to be on your show. And I really like the introduction, the way you introduce me. It covers up the all. But I would like to tell in one line only that I have 3 years of experience in job, freelancing, side hustle. I have done everything what a newbie do to get out of job and everything. So now after 3 years down the line, I am into full-time business coaching and into business and exploring to work on many more projects.
Okay, so personally speaking, Kriti, this is going to be a really, really helpful podcast for myself because I can see I can see my future in you, right? So definitely I would love to have a huge discussion with you. So just can you briefly tell me your journey, how you started your full-time, you were already having your full-time job and when you started thinking of doing a side hustle, how you started and how you quitted that job and started everything and social media thing as a full-time thing. So I just want to sit and listen all your whole journey. So please.
Okay. So basically, like everybody does engineering, I am done engineering. So the minute I got a job in 2017, I graduated, I was like, chalo, job mil gayi. Now I have to see what I have to do in life, literally. So just as I got job, I started exploring on internet that what I can do or what is of my interest. So I stumbled upon digital marketing and it really intrigued me a lot. So I did a basic course also. But when I go deeper in digital marketing, I got to know there are so many things and I cannot just become a pro in everything. Like everything, literally. For affiliate marketing, I made a Facebook page, I opened a blog, I did everything. But in like 2-3 months, I got to know that I cannot do everything. So I was like, okay, stick to one thing. So I like writing, let's stick to blogging for now. So that's how I, go on the WordPress and took a free plan and start blogging. Then I got a 6-month break in 2018 because I had a training, Infosys training 6 months, which mostly Infosys people know in Mysore. So I really got a break. Yeah.
So I got actually, I was also selected for Infosys and my training was going to be in Mysore. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No,
but later on, I got placed in Amdocs. So I chose Amdocs for joining.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, but Mysore location and their campus is just mesmerizing, actually.
Yeah.
So as I was telling, I just thought that I will upgrade to WordPress plan as soon as I got my first salary. So in training, when I got little salary, whatever, I was first thing I really did was to upgrade WordPress to that plan so that I can remove that WordPress.com from my website link. So that's how it started. I was very much dedicated to my blog. So literally for 1 year I just focused on growing blog with the job. So I literally from zero, I remember from scratch, I make it up to 11 domain authority in 1 year. And main of my reach is to grow from SEO and creating backlinks through guest post, not black, white, like it was whitehead SEO. So that was the only agenda. And I did I remember my first collaboration when come on my website. It was from a big brand, WedMeGood, big wedding website. And they pay me 1,000 rupees for writing a 1,500 word article on my blog only. So that is something literally I just blew up. Like I always heard, on online, on YouTube. But when it happened to me, it was such a small amount because I was literally investing so much on my website. But that moment I really decided that I will gonna work hard and will it make it more grow better. So yeah, then after 3 months, when once it grows, then once it crossed the 15 domain authority, then it was like at least once or twice a month I was getting collaborations mail, brand collaborations mail. So I was earning like 1,000, 2,000 rupees per month. So that was something like I really, you know, got great. So after that, because I was writing and blogging, I thought that this is something which is amazing. Why not to provide freelance writing service? Like it will be amazing. So I was like, okay, now I can start providing freelance writing services. So that's how I provided freelance writing service. Now from freelance writing and from blogging alone, I was earning like around 10,000 per month. But again, I have hired interns for my website, so I have expenditures also. So I will not say it was profits, it was revenue. And literally, if I talk about figures, in my job, I was earning 25,000 that time. Then I will start earning 10,000 in this. And when I compare that, I see that I give only 1 hour of day to this and I get 10,000. And I give 9 hours to that job, literally that soul-sucking job, that nobody respect me there and they always, you know, demotivate you and they always show your worth, like you are just worthless. And I really hate corporate jobs, so I don't want to demotivate you right now, but I really like had that eager to get out of that job. So I thought that why to waste time here, like I should not wait to grow my monetary terms to leave this job. So I literally, that's why I made a conscious decision this year starting to leave that job and to start this full time. I will see what will happen, how much will I earn. So I also started creating content for that blog for 1 year. So that didn't work out much, but I learned a lot about content marketing and social media in that 1 year. So again, in January, I start building personal branding, which I was not doing previous year, but I got to learn a lot about algorithm and the social media. So this year, when I start putting out content and building personal branding, in 2-3 months, I really got good reach, especially on LinkedIn. LinkedIn, I really like blew up. Some of my posts really got viral and I blew up on LinkedIn. So on Instagram also, I was getting good reach and I really do a lot of hashtag research and learning about the algorithm. So I really got in new clients, you know, for work. So then I understand this thing and now I know that my whole business model works on content marketing, and that is something I also teach to my students and everything. So yeah, that is like one thing you ask, what made you to leave the job? That is literally that only thing, because I don't think if I earn 5,000 or 10,000, I'm worthless. But in my job, they make me feel that you are worthless. So that is something I just can't take up. Like going every day, they are paying peanuts anyway, and they're making you feel worthless. That is horrible. I really feel horrible. So I just like decided I have to quit this job anyhow. Even I'm not making money, I will not gonna do this job. So yeah.
So nice knowing your journey, Krithi. But as you said that you started your blogging journey when you were in Mysore campus during your training time, right? So as I have been knowing from various social media, from people and from friends, that in Mysore campus it is not allowed to bring your gadgets like mobile phone is actually allowed, but laptop and camera are not allowed. So how did you use to manage your blogging and everything?
So see, as I took that 6 break was in training only. I started my blogging when I was home. So it was like Infosys call later come after 6 months. So after graduating, I stayed home for 6 months. So in that 6 months, I started and, you know, putting out content. But when I go to Mysore, it really come to a halt. And I was literally doing on phone only. There is no gadgets allowed. But in Mysore, I did a very less, you know, I just upgraded and I didn't do anything on much. But yeah, gadgets are not allowed there. I do on phone only, whatever I can do in Mysore. Okay.
Cool. But still, like, managing everything on phone is really, really difficult, and it's really appreciable that you just continued everything.
Yeah. I really think you can do everything on phone. It's just your eye vision will get blurred a little bit if you use a lot of phone. Otherwise,
Yeah. So, Krithi, I would like to ask you that, as you stated, you focus mostly on organic marketing, right? So can you just suggest us something about organic marketing according to different media? So which is the best media if you want to do content marketing organically?
Okay, so I think, see, if you have money, you can invest in ads and can run ads and can grow even followers, can sell your courses and stuff, do everything. But organically, if you want to do, because I think organic plays with time and paid marketing plays with money. Because for learning paid marketing, you have to invest money, and for organic, you have to invest time. So what then coming to your question, I really think SEO and content marketing is the best thing to promote in organic. So if you are something doing with blogging, or if you want to, you know, optimize your profile, then you have to learn SEO. Now, what is SEO? Other than search engine optimization, I just want to tell you in one line, which will people get a new perspective for it, that any platform which has a search engine bar, you can optimize for ranking on that. For an example, YouTube, Google, even on Instagram, if you want to rank high on search engine bar, like if there is a search engine bar, you can rank high for a keyword. So for an example, if you want to rank high as a business coach on Instagram, then mention it in your bio. If you want to rank high on LinkedIn, mention it in your profile. If you want to rank high on YouTube, you have to mention those keywords. So basically it is about SEO. If you want to rank high on these platforms who have a search engine bar. Now it comes to content marketing. So content marketing is something, I think, if you want to build a personal brand, because content is something, if you are just putting out without any intention, without any agenda, I really think it is a time waste. So you should have an agenda or an intention behind it. So I really see content marketing as a big part of my business. So I see from business perspective only.
Okay, cool. So Krithi, like right now we are hearing from so many people and some digital marketers also that the organic marketing on Instagram is gone, and organic marketing on Instagram and YouTube also, these things are gone right now. So what's your take on this?
I think YouTube, I don't think it has gone, again, because it has a very good search engine bar. If you know SEO, you can rank on YouTube, because now also people who have just started recently are growing. It's not like that if you are starting now, you can't grow. But yes, on Instagram, it has become less. And on Facebook, it has gone. Because if you see on Facebook, it is just ads. And Facebook ads are only being promoted nowadays. But when it comes to organic right now, LinkedIn is the best platform. I mean, I can't even tell you that even your mediocre content can also do a lot on LinkedIn, other than, you know, good content. Because LinkedIn has that organic reach right now, that if you will posting regularly, if you're creating some stuff, you will get a kind of good reach on LinkedIn. So yeah, if you want to go organic, try LinkedIn, guys.
So what about Twitter? Actually, people are saying that Twitter is also good for organic marketing and all. But what I have felt, like I started creating some content on my niche, like on self-improvement and all on Twitter, but I didn't get expected reach. The contrast thing is that I have been hearing from my mentors and so many digital marketers that on Twitter, you can have a good reach organically. But what I have been feeling is if you start creating content about politics or something on Twitter, then it is easier for you to grow. But if you are expecting to grow on Twitter by creating something on like self-improvement, public speaking and all, then it is going to be somewhat difficult. So what's your opinion on this?
Every platform, as you know, is different. You know, first of all, don't treat every platform as same. I always advise others. Twitter is something which is good for very, very micro form content. Like if you have 2 or 3 line content and you have to like 4 times, 5 times a day, like that much high maintenance is Twitter in the beginning. So if you can do that, then you can definitely see the results. But again, it is a high maintenance. People say Instagram is high maintenance, but I don't think so, because on Instagram, you can still be active without posting in feed. How? In stories. Now, I go for whole week, I can still be active by posting. Connected with me. People don't unfollow me because they know that I'm coming in stories. But Twitter is very high maintenance. Like, you really have to post twice, thrice a day, not even a week, and a very micro form content, 2-line, 3-line, because it has very specific word limit. So I feel a lot of restrictions with Twitter. So I experimented before, but I now don't give a lot of, you know, time to it, to understand the platform, because I know that LinkedIn is getting organic reach. I will gonna cross 10,000 followers on LinkedIn. So you can see, like, in 6 months, I'm getting 10,000 followers. So you can only see, like, how much organic it is, like, because I do have got some post viral there, but still LinkedIn is amazing for organic. And Instagram is amazing for relationship building, you know? So you have to, like, understand the platform, what kind of thing you want. But I still think that YouTube is the best because of the search engine thing. And because of the consumer data, like, YouTube is literally everybody's using. So
what I have felt, like, I'm just going to share my experience, that I started my LinkedIn journey since, I guess, December. Yeah, since December or January this year only. But what I have felt is we start getting so many useless messages on LinkedIn, right? Because the main motive of mine for starting YouTube, just like LinkedIn journey, was to create some good connection with people or with whom we can share some values, or consuming whose content I can get some benefit, right? Yeah. But unfortunately, what is happening right now is I'm just getting a connection request. If I accept them, then they start sending me spam kind of messages at hi, hello, or the another thing will be, they will just start sending me their link and please like, subscribe and follow. They will start sending me their Instagram link and they will ask me to follow. After that, they will ask me to subscribe and all these things. So I don't understand, and I think I cannot control it, right? I cannot ask everybody to that don't add me anywhere or something. But still, I'm feeling so irritated by these kind of messages and all. So can you suggest me something on this?
Yeah, see, this is kind of cold pitching, and cold pitching is something very good, but people really mistook it. But I will tell you that it has happened with you on LinkedIn, which is very sad, but it has happened with me on both the platform, on Instagram also and on LinkedIn also. Like, people do message just like shout out or, you know, that stuff. So now literally I don't accept anybody's request, to be honest. What I do in 1 week, I just see, like, you know, and filter out. I just see, like, who will be, you know, benefited with my content, or who will be great for me, or to whom I can maybe, you know, work in future. Otherwise, I don't accept anybody's request, because there is an option of follow also, you know, on LinkedIn. So if somebody is liking your content, they can follow you. So it's not necessary that you can build a, you know, connection or accept their request, and they can DM you anything. So that is one thing. But yeah, if someone is, you know, you can filter the profiles if you really think it's okay or something like that. But I understand this cold pitching, and people do. Most of the time you can block it. Sometimes I give them free advice, but that is no use, because their purpose is just to promote and everything. So yeah, I think you can start blocking and all. Yeah.
Okay, so what I am doing, right, I also create content on YouTube, so I also share my links, but I share my link once or twice with only with the people with whom I have already built a connection, right? So sending these kind of messages and spamming their inboxes of the people whom we have never interacted, I think it's very unprofessional, right? That we content creator need to understand this. Everybody wants to get noticed. Everybody deserves to get noticed if they are providing value content. But still, this is what I think people should understand, that cold pitching should be avoided, right?
Actually, relationship building is very important on the internet, and people are really doing it so bad because they are sending on first message to promote or stuff, and this is not the thing. Even if you want to collaborate with someone, you can't send on first message, and although in a spammy way, that just like my content, follow me, follow, do this, do that. So that is, yeah, that is pathetic culture going on, but we can't, you know, control these things. Just like TikTok content, we can't control everything.
Exactly. So, Krati, you said me that somehow on Instagram, organic reach is gone, right? Organic reach is gone. But still, yeah, but still there are some way on which how we can do organic marketing on Instagram as well. So, can you share some tips how we can start or how we can build our brand organically on Instagram without spending any money?
Yeah, so see, as I told you, like every platform is different. I think Instagram is best for relationship, you know, building relationships. So I think for Instagram, first of all, you have to be active in stories, because that is the number one thing when your follower will connect with you, because they got to know you. You can show anything, like you're behind the business scene or your daily life only. You can even create a vlog, kind of vlog, which we see on YouTube, you know, on your Instagram. So Instagram is first of all visual platform, so you have to make sure that visually it is not very much messed up. I'm not saying just, you know, paint it out or do it very editing or do very good, but visually it should not be very bad, because Instagram is a visual platform. People come on Instagram to see beautiful pictures, you know, or to see at least good looking content. So that is one thing.
Continue.
Yeah, so that is one thing that you really have to look out, that if your content is visually good or not on Instagram to grow. Because if it is not good, then it is very less chance that you will grow on Instagram. Second is the hashtags. I can't even stress enough. Like, I don't know on other platforms, but on Instagram, hashtags really work. It is not a myth that, like, it is just a myth that hashtags have gone, you know, down or hashtags don't work. Like, I grow most of my following from hashtags only, because I really research for my content, for my niche, and then I use hashtags. So to grow on Instagram, I will suggest be active in stories, create visually appealing content a little bit. I'm not saying just become a, you know, of that, but at least it should be visually appealing. And third is the hashtags. Leverage hashtags the maximum. Like in your niche and relevant, don't put up anything. Hashtag food, hashtag travel, no. In your niche, leverage it.
Okay, so what do you think? How many hashtags should we use in one post?
So limit is 30, but because of automation and robotic things, people don't advise to use 30. So you can use up to 20, I think 20, 25, or less than 20 also, it's fine. Around 20 you can use.
Okay. So what do you think how we should market ourselves if somebody is a content creator and putting content about one specific niche? Let's take my example, right? So since 1 year I have been creating content on YouTube, and then I shifted to Instagram, then I shifted to LinkedIn, but now, and I shifted to TikTok also, but I think I will not be able to continue with TikTok for a long time, so I stopped it. And plus I'm also putting my content on Facebook page, right? So Facebook page is linked with my Instagram, so automatically it is going, getting updated. So these are the platforms, and I'm producing my podcast shows also. And yeah, I'm like, currently I'm not very consistent with my podcast, but yes, since last week I have started being consistent on my podcast also. So what is your advice for people like me, like how I should decide my roadmap and how I should manage everything so that I can get maximum through my contents?
Okay, so one thing, like, I really want to ask, I can ask to you only because I can't ask to your listeners, like, what is your agenda after creating so much of content? And even if you get a lot of traffic, what is your agenda behind the traffic? What will you do of that traffic?
Okay, so ultimately I want to be a keynote speaker, and right now I have, since 1 month, I have started my training also on public speaking, English and campus placements. So ultimately I'm going to be a speaker professionally, and since I'm in my offline world, I'm doing anchoring, and plus since I'm a dancer and yoga enthusiast, so just to portray what actually Shivangi Srivastava is, I have left a column in my Instagram feed where I just put my things on like dance and yoga also. But my primary niche is public speaking and campus placement training. Okay, so that's
amazing. So yeah, see, number one thing which I find, like, you can want to grow with doing collaborations. I really think it is a healthy way. And collaboration, people think that if 100 subscribers or 100 followers, so they will think that how we can collaborate. But you can collaborate with someone who has 200, who has 150, at least you can collaborate with them. Why you are thinking that you cannot collaborate? So same way, like, even if you have 1000, you can collaborate with someone 2000 or 1500. So in your niche, who people who are at your level only, do and make more collaborations. This will increase your basically personal branding and your social presence on the I'm into a lot of content, so I really think if you can be consistent with content, try to put out. I will not say put out more content. I want to tell the difference between consistency and frequency. When people say about consistency, people think about frequency. If somebody saying about consistency, they think about frequency. Like, if you have to be consistent, it doesn't mean you have to post daily. A frequency, not a consistency. Consistency means you have to be active on, for your community. It's not like you post today and then you're showing your face after 5 days, 6 days, because people are there for you. They are engaged with you. They really want to know what's going, what's not going, whatever is going. So be active in your stories, be active in your content. If you even want to post twice a week, it is okay. Be consistent. It's not like you have to post daily or you have to post twice a day. That is frequency. That is totally up to you. If you want to post even thrice a day, post it. Very good to you. But yeah, you have to be consistent. Don't you just put out content for 1 month and then blow away for next month. Don't do that. That's very bad. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. This I have always been hearing about consistency thing, but today you made it very clear about consistency and frequency, and I think I should put this on Instagram, because I think this is one of the most important things that you talked about right now. So okay, so let me ask some random questions. So I'm just going to ask you some rapid fire kind of questions, and we will end up here only. Okay,
okay.
So okay, and it is going to be about you only. Okay, your ultimate goal on social media?
To grow as a influencer.
Fame or money? Okay, so your favorite social media platform?
Snapchat.
Instagram. Okay, Instagram or YouTube?
Instagram for now. I want to do on YouTube, but yeah, Instagram for now, because I'm active on that.
Text, video or audio media?
Yeah.
Text, video or audio media?
Video.
Video. Okay, okay, okay. And SEO or digital marketing? Or means paid marketing?
SEO.
Okay, okay, cool. So thank you so much, Krithi, for taking out some time and giving us so much insightful podcast. So I'm really thankful to you personally for giving me so much guidance here, and this is definitely going to be the most valuable podcast for me personally. So thank you so much, Krithi. You want to say something?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I just see that the people who are listening, I create a lot of content on social media, content marketing and business perspective related content on Instagram and LinkedIn. So you can check out that, because it is really very valuable. I get a lot of comments of students and a lot of people. So yeah, you can check that. It will gonna help you out.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Krithi, for being here. And we hope to stay connected on different social media. Keep growing. Bye. Let's learn and grow together. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you guys for listening to the Shivangi Shivastav show. We will be back soon with our new exciting episode. Stay tuned. Let's learn and grow together. Thank you. Thank you.